being an entrepreneur is challenging. Every day is different and every day is filled with challenges. Now, if every day is so challenging, how do you keep a positive mind? How do you get up in the morning with a strong will and keep moving forward with full of positivity?
So being an entrepreneur has amazing upsides, but it also has a lot of concerns that you go through. When someone tells me that they want to be an entrepreneur because now they can be their own boss, I always tell them that yes, you can be your own boss, but the biggest advantage of being an entrepreneur is that you can select which 18 hours of the day you want to work. So it's a lot of work. Unlike a professional job where you may work 12 hours, you may work 14 hours, you can tell your boss you don't want to be there on Saturday, Sunday, and so on and so forth. There are many, many questions that go through the minds of an entrepreneur all the time. And I've met many people who wonder, did I take the right step becoming an entrepreneur, especially when they're going through their early teething challenges or early issues with some colleagues or issues with legislation or issues in the marketplace. And I always tell them that when you're faced with challenges, think of all the bright things that you have achieved during your entrepreneurial journey. And that is something which will perk you up, because every entrepreneurial journey has a combination of lots of positives and a few negatives, and that is what keeps you going. Having said that, if your negatives are beginning to get much more than your positives, then maybe it's time to review your whole business plan and think about how you need to change your business or do something else. Because as human beings, we cannot keep struggling through 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. That's something which you have to keep at the back of your mind, that when you're feeling low, think of all the high points. Think of all the ways you have encountered and addressed the problems that you have faced. And believe me, I've been through many, many challenges. When I used to sit back and think of all the good things, it would give me the strength to take out of it and tackle my problems.
I would like to talk about a very, very crucial point. On my way here, I was talking to my wife and I was telling her that, you know, there are problems I can't share with you. If I share with you, you are going to be troubled. So every entrepreneur is faced with certain challenges that he or she can't share with his friends or family or even wife, and definitely not with colleagues. Now, how do you handle such pressure, and especially when you don't have anybody to talk to?
I agree. I mean, let us try and think of what are these kind of problems. You know, there are many, many things that you cannot share with people. And that is why it's a very old saying that it's a lonely job at the top. That irrespective of how big or small your entrepreneurial venture may be, you're at the top. So therefore, there are many things that you cannot speak about to too many people. What are the kind of problems? Early stage of an entrepreneurial journey, it could be financial. Maybe you don't have enough money available. Maybe you don't have money in the bank to pay next month's salary, which is very common. When I faced something similar, I used to transfer money from my personal account into the company's account to make sure that salary was paid. So that's one type of problem, financial. The second type of problem could be people. Maybe you have a problem getting people, right? And you're taking on too much of the load on yourself. So therefore, that is something which is an issue of how you need to be able to delegate. Third kind of problem could be in the marketplace. Now, marketplace problem could be where you have a great product, but you're not being able to communicate it to your customer. Or it could be that your product is not good enough, in which case a customer is not picking it up. A fourth kind of problem could be, and this is the one which is a dangerous problem, where your startup or your entrepreneurial journey, your organization has done something which is on the gray side of law. A lot of entrepreneurs try to hide this, and this is dangerous because you cannot afford to take any chances with the law, and this is something which you just have to face up to it. So first, don't do anything that is wrong, but if you have done something, it is better to address it and resolve it. I've given you these 4 points basically to be able to discuss with you that sometimes there are things you can't discuss with family. Sometimes you can maybe talk to someone who's older than you, like maybe your parents. And sometimes it's good to have someone who's outside, who has a lot of experience. And that's why I often encourage people to look for a coach, because there is a large community of people in our country who have got 35, 40 years of experience, and they are available to be able to mentor you, to coach you, to guide you.
And I am always thankful to you. And whenever I have shared my problems with you, and you have always given me advice that has really solved a lot of problems. And you have always said,
I'm glad. I'm glad.
It's okay, chill, and we're going to pull through. There's another thing that troubles entrepreneurs, and that's expectations. So when you start something, you, not me, but a lot of entrepreneurs have struggled and they have fought against their parents' wishes with the hope that they're going to prove themselves. So they have to prove themselves to their parents. They have to prove themselves to their friends, to their colleagues.
Yeah.
Of course, if nobody else, you have to prove yourself to your colleagues. Now, how do you balance that expectations from reality? Because we all know that every day we think about this at least once a day that, okay, today we are here, tomorrow might be completely different. How do you balance your expectations with reality?
So I think everyone must have a dream, which is what you set out to achieve. Because only when you have a dream will you be able to chart your path to meeting your dream. Dreams always do good things for us. But where a lot of entrepreneurs who dream big don't realize that to achieve the dream that you are reaching out to, you have to take baby steps. So I've said often that think big, implement small. Take it step by step. I sincerely hope that we will have many, many more unicorns in our country, because people have the ideas, people have the capability of taking their products globally. But why a lot of people are not able to reach that status is because they are trying to scale up. They're trying to do things faster than what their organization is permitting them to do. So therefore, think big, do things in a small baby steps, and keep course correcting as you go along. And if you keep this little mantra, then there is no reason why you won't achieve what you're setting out to do. But again, another important thing is that don't think that you're going to get a setback when you have a small disappointment. Disappointments are a part of life, they're a part of your entrepreneurial journey, and therefore you cannot sit down and say, oh God, I've now had this failure, this is the end of life for me now. You've got to take a failure in your stride and you've got to keep moving along.
Talking about failures, at least in India, 90% of the startups fail within the first 5 years. And coupled with the fact that sometimes you can't really talk about your failures with other people, it leads to depression. And entrepreneurial depression is a real thing, even though nobody's talking about it. You face failures so often and so fast that, you know, a lot of my friends I've seen, entrepreneur friends, have faced depressions. Now, how do you tackle that pressure? How do you come over that depression, or, and best case, you avoid such depression?
I believe that the solution or the answer to most of our problems is talking. Where we hurt ourselves is when we bottle it up inside us. We think that we can resolve everything on our own. You know, it's like that proverbial bottle of champagne. You'll keep shaking it, and it just keeps bottling up inside. And then one day the cork just bursts open and then injures yourself and people around you. So I think entrepreneurial depression is a reality. The good thing in our country now is that depression is something we are not worried to talk about. In the old days, nobody spoke of depression. Today, it is an accepted illness that is curable. And the first and most important thing, as far as I'm concerned, is to be able to talk about it. So if you are able to talk about the problem that you have been through or the problem that you are going through, if you are able to communicate to someone else how lousy you're feeling because of the problem you had, you've taken the first step to be able to get this big burden off your chest. And then if you find that it is not working, then there is a lot of professional help available also. And I see, again, I tell a lot of friends who may be facing something similar, is to seek out professional help, because this is something which you have to get out of. And especially for young people, this is the time for you to, yes, you've had a problem, you've had a failure. And I say, learn from that failure, get up, dust your clothes and start running again, because that's the way life is.
It's very hard to trust other people. Now, what do you suggest we should do? You know, should we really trust people with our important dealings, or should we do it ourselves, take all the load on us?
So there is a learning that I got when I started working, and that was that when you are talking to colleagues or people who are junior to you, it's called the need to know principle. Everyone in the organization does not need to know everything about the organization. So therefore, first things first, do not start trusting everyone in the organization with your financial details and with your bank details only because you think it's important to build an open organization. You'll come to a lot of grief with that. Having said that, it is important as the company grows for you to be able to start trusting colleagues, because if you don't, then the entire pressure will be on you as the entrepreneur. Now, who do you trust and how do you trust is something that is entirely based on the colleagues you have. But more often than not, I have seen that if you trust people, they don't let down the trust. There will obviously be a lot of people who will misuse the trust. And once you have clear evidence of someone misusing the trust, it is advisable to get rid of the individual rather than keep hoping that, you know, let's give them another chance. Because once trust is broken, it is very difficult to rebuild trust. So therefore, whether the individual likes it or not, it is better to part ways.
Talking about breach of trust. Now, these are some of the decisions we make as an entrepreneur, and we make a lot of such decisions. And some of our decisions lead into a breach of trust, or some of our decisions turn out to be bad decisions. Mm-hmm. Now, what should you do when you know that, okay, this is a bad decision? Should you keep on cursing yourself or should you just move forward? And if you are moving forward, what should you do to ensure that, you know, such decisions are not repeated?
You know, trust is a very sensitive subject. You will find that there are issues of trust which could, on a very basic level, relate to money. That money could be misappropriation of funds. It could be stealing of stocks. And these are kind of things which are really something which you can address because you've got evidence to say that, yes, you stole so much. And therefore, an action that has to be taken must be taken rather than keep prolonging it or keep on saying that, keep moving along. Then the second type of trust is information. Now, I've seen several instances where information of your organization is being leaked out to other competitors, and that is something which is criminal in today's world. If your trust has been breached by an employee, the answer is take action, but keep moving on. There is no point in continuously hurting yourself by saying, I wish I had done it differently, because the deed has been done. And if there is an issue of financial related matters, I've always maintained that take deterrent action. Deterrent action to the extent that it should be so harsh that it should set an example in the company. Provided, of course, you are absolutely clear, you have evidence. I mean, we had instances where we had evidence of people stealing from the company and we made it a police report because that's unacceptable. You know, when you're building an organization as an entrepreneur, you cannot afford to be soft on an individual who has breached your trust because there are many other people in your organization who are looking at you to see what action will you take. And if you don't take the action, then you're giving them the message that it's okay to do what you feel like.
You're soft.
You're soft, and I will overlook a mistake that you will make. So I must add one more thing. I'm referring to this when it comes to financial breach or data or information breach. But if it's a mistake that is made by an individual, a genuine mistake by an individual, then I think the message should be that I will condone a mistake. Don't repeat it. That's all.
So it's good to be hard on others, but then sometimes we become too hard on ourselves.
Correct.
So is it okay to be hard on yourself?
Absolutely. You have to be hard on yourself as well, because remember that whatever you practice on yourself as an entrepreneur, you can legitimately practice on people who work for you. You cannot afford to say that I will keep making all the mistakes and I will not be hard on myself, but you make a mistake, God help you. So therefore, you know, you have to have processes in the organization that are equally applicable to you as well as to everyone else.
All right. So thank you so much. For
thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Called You podcast. Be sure to visit tbcy.in to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover fantastic bonus content. You can follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Simply search for the Brand Called You. Thank you, and see you next week.